English Time, news, views and interviews, Radio Sur Adeki.
Good afternoon, 6 minutes past 1 o'clock, today Thursday, December 14th. My name is Cleo Flynn, you're welcome to English Time. We're on air in English here on Radio Sur Adeki every Thursday from 1 to 2. Right, today we have a busy programme. We're going to talk about the Carol concert in Cayo Salvaje, the latest on Sunday's Breast Cancer Walk for Life, a play about Son Borondan, which is happening in La Gomera, and busking for families in need. But first, a quick roundup of the news, local, national and international. Registration is open this Saturday at Siam Mall for the Walk for Life on Sunday, December 17th. The breast cancer event will start at 11 a.m. at Siam Mall on Sunday, with over 5,000 people expected to walk to Avenida Las Americas, a 4 kilometre walk. More information on the Walk for Life webpage or their Facebook page. At an event in the Adeje Costa, the Adeje Costa Adeje Tourism Development Centre, the Cabildo reported on the success of their programme to assist those on the margins of the labour market in finding work. Since the project started in 2015, nearly 4,000 people have completed a training programme and nearly 2,000 are now working. The Mayor of Adeje said training is a fundamental tool in helping people move ahead, adding that both employers and future employees benefited from such programmes as these. Christmas in Adeje continues this week with a host of activities happening in the town and smaller villages in the borough. The main event for tonight will be the annual military music concert taking place in the Plaza de España with the Canarian Military Band and the Tenerife 49th Infantry Regiment Band. Tomorrow, the Christmas Rhythmic Gymnastics Gala takes place in the El Galeón Sports Centre, and there's a performance of flamenco in the Adeje Cultural Centre, and later on the Santa Úrsula Choir will sing carols along the Calle Grande. Spain's King Felipe VI is visiting Gran Canaria today. His first port of call was the Gando Air Base, where he met a squadron whose mission is the aerial defence of the islands. He's also at a lunch to celebrate the 5th Tourism Forum at Maspalomas, organised by the Bartolomé de Tirajana Ayuntamiento and the University of Las Palomas. A Tenerife woman is among this year's winners of the Sakharov Prize for Freedom of Thought, which honours individuals and groups of people who have dedicated their lives to the defence of human rights and freedom of thought. Andrea González is one of a group of political prisoners in Venezuela who've been named as recipients this year. The award was seen as rewarding the courage of student activists and protesters in the face of repression by Nicolas Maduro's government. Andrea's sister, Alejandra, was in Strasbourg this week to collect the prize on behalf of her sister, who has been in prison for almost 2.5 years. The Spanish Congress on Wednesday agreed to launch legal reform that will redefine animals as sentient beings as opposed to inanimate objects, as is the case now under national legislation. The bill was proposed by Avelino de Barrio Nuevo of the ruling Popular Party and debated on Tuesday inside the lower house, where it garnered unanimous support from all political groups. The initiative was approved yesterday, and from a legal standpoint, animals who are currently considered assets just like a refrigerator or a television set will now be considered to have feelings. Current law also does not contemplate what happens to a pet in the event of a family breakup. Nor have the reformers outlined how bullfighting will now be viewed. Francisco Núñez Olivera, the Spaniard who holds the title of the world's oldest man, celebrated his 113th birthday yesterday. He was born on December 13th, 1904, in the village of Bienvenida in Badajoz, in the region of Extremadura, and has fathered 4 children, has 9 grandchildren and 15 great-grandchildren. He became the world's oldest man in August on the death of Yisrael Cristal, a Holocaust survivor who lived to the age of 113 and 330 days. Madrid municipal police officers have begun enforcing controversial new regulations for pedestrians in a popular downtown shopping district. Mayor Manuela Carmena has made 2 major pedestrian thoroughfares, Preciado Street and Del Carmen Street, into one-way pedestrian routes over the Christmas holidays on Fridays, Saturdays, Sundays and public holidays. City officials say the measure will enhance security and improve mobility in the areas, but the initiative has drawn widespread criticism and become an endless source of humour on social media, with some complaining that they're being treated like sheep. According to the Médecins Sans Frontières organisation, at least 6,700 Rohingya were killed in the month after violence broke out in Myanmar in August. Based on surveys of refugees in Bangladesh, the number is much higher than the Myanmar official figure of 400. MSF said it was the clearest indication yet of the widespread violence by Myanmar authorities. The Myanmar military blamed the violence on terrorists and has denied any wrongdoing. And finally, the Irish boxer Katie Taylor looks set for a unification fight in Ireland in the new year after retaining her WBA lightweight title last night after a unanimous points victory over a tough American opponent, Jessica McCaskill. This was Taylor's seventh professional fight and she's now looking forward to a homecoming bout.
You're listening to English Time with Cleo O'Flynn.
Have a happy Christmas in Adeje. On December 14th, take your seats in the Plaza de España for the Christmas concert with the Canarian Military Band and the Tenerife 49th Infantry Regiment Band. The concert starts at 8 p.m. Have a happy Christmas in Adeje.
Todos con Agoné en Operación Triunfo. ¿Tienes ya la aplicación de OT 2017? Con ella podemos hacer que Agoné sea el favorito de la semana y salvarlo de la nominación. Una vez descargada de la App Store o la Play Store, solo debes abrirla e ir a la sección Concursantes. Una vez allí, pinchar encima de la foto de Agoné y pulsar la barra inferior de la pantalla que pone Votar como favorito. Confirmamos el voto y listo, ya ha sido contabilizado. Recuerda votar todos los días para poder ayudar a nuestro Agoné a conseguir su sueño. Ganar Operación Triunfo. Todos con Agoné.
Hola, Tuli, ¿cómo estás? ¿Estos son tus nietecitos? Pues ya eres abuela como yo.
Pues sí, Jonah. Y no una abuela seca. En esta fiesta soy una abuela solidaria.
¿Y eso qué quiere decir, Tuli?
Pues ven, ven, ven y escúchame atentamente. En esta fiesta de Navidad, para que ningún niño se quede sin juguetes la noche de Reyes, los mayores de ADEGE, junto con el Club de la Tercera Edad, nos hemos comprometido a ser abuelos solidarios. No importa tu edad, puedes participar, sea joven o mayor, pero te esperamos en el centro de mayores para que devuelvas la ilusión a los niños que lo necesitan.
Muy bien, Tuli. Pues vamos juntos para arriba, que yo también voy a participar contigo.
El agromercado de ADEGE informa que abrirá sus puertas los días 24 y 31 de diciembre en su horario habitual, de 8 de la mañana a 1 y media de la tarde. Agromercado de ADEGE, directamente de la huerta a su casa.
You're listening to English Time with Cleo O'Flynn.
And you're welcome back to the programme. It's 15 minutes past 1 o'clock. Janet Anscombe, good morning to good afternoon to you.
Cleo,
how are you? Listen, we haven't touched on it for a while, but after last night's vote, we need to have a quick look at Brexit. Has Theresa May been dealt a body blow by last night's vote?
No, but she has been embarrassed in her negotiations with Brussels. That's inevitable. And they're making digs about, you know, parliamentary sovereignty. They wanted sovereignty back. Well, she's got it.
In spades.
I mean, what has really happened is it sounds perhaps more significant than it really is. It was a cross-party group of MPs, some of them Conservatives, who insisted and won the vote on getting Parliament a vote on the final deal. Now, what that means, in effect, Davis and his team and Theresa May herself know that they can't just push something through. They have to bring back a deal and get it approved by Parliament. That will have some effect on the negotiations.
Did not Derek Davis himself create damage by his the plethora of interviews he gave after what was seen as a very successful negotiation last week, and then went on different radio and television stations and gave different spins, from it simply being a negotiated deal of intent to then trying to clarify or backstep his interpretation of what had happened in Brussels in the previous morning?
Yes, he's not had a good week.
And I don't think Theresa May has.
He has escaped this morning by the skin of his teeth, being found in contempt of Parliament, because he has told the world and his wife that there are 50 or 60 detailed analyses, reports on the effect of Brexit on various sectors of the UK economy, then had to admit to a parliamentary committee that there was no actual analysis at all.
Not one.
Not one. Never mind the so excruciatingly detailed 50 or 60 that even the Prime Minister had only been able to skim read them. It has been an appalling week for him. And then, of course, he comes forward, as you say, and says, well, of course, if it all goes, you know, not quite our way, we don't have to stick to these agreements. How on earth is anyone going to trust him in negotiations when he's openly saying things like that? He's had a poisonous week, actually.
I mean, as I think the last word was really the line I liked was people were saying it wasn't the beginning of the end, it was just the end of the beginning.
Yes, we're back to Churchill again, aren't we?
Indeed. Listen, we've such a busy programme, Janet. Yes. I'm going to spin you on to the Geminids. Tell us about this.
It is widely reckoned to be the best meteor shower of the year. This year is expected to be a good one. I don't know how astronomers can tell these things, but it's expected to be a good one, even by its own standards, benefiting also from the fact there's not much of a moon, so the sky is very dark.
So and what do people need to do, or when can they see them?
They can see them over the next 2 days. They can see them just by looking up. Most people will recognize Orion, the hunter, with the three big stars in his belt. Most people, it's very high in the night sky around midnight. Anywhere, when you look up, you will see Orion. Gemini is just to the top of that. So if you look towards the top of Orion, you're going to be looking at the right sort of area of the sky, and you will see, I saw one last night, as I'm very pleased with being able to see one. It was so bright in the sky. Mm-hmm. And it is over the next two or three nights. Everyone has a good chance this year of seeing at least one, if not a handful, of very bright meteors.
Okay. If they're not stargazing, or even before they go stargazing, there's lots of them, lots to do over the next 4 or 5 days, in fact, up to Christmas.
Absolutely. It's the weekend before the Christmas weekend, and there is loads on. Shall I just run through a few
very
things?
Very quickly. I'm sorry, Janet.
No. There's the military band tonight in Plaza de España
in Adeje,
and there's the Canarias Folk Fest in Los Cristianos for anybody who's around the harbour there, markets and music. Tomorrow, Christmas carols and a Christmas concert. All the details are on my website.
Brilliant.
On this. And, of course, there's a few Christmas markets over the weekend. And on Sunday, of course, the Walk for Life. Nobody should miss this, even if they're only out in Siam,
to
wave people off. Just go along. Starts at 11 from Siam.
And I'm, again, for the second year in a row, honoured to have been asked to help present the event. So I'll be doing the English presentation on stage. So it is very much a multilingual, multicultural event.
Absolutely.
And even
so
if you can't walk the 4K, walk a few, there'll be a bus to take you to the end. We'll be talking to Bridget Gippin later on anyway in the programme, Janet.
Yes, indeed. And a Christmas carol concert with Mince Pies at the Apollo Centre from 6 o'clock on Sunday.
All right, Janet, next week we'll talk to you and we will have a look at what's going to be happening over the Christmas weekend, including Christmas Day and Christmas Eve.
Super. Speak to you then.
All right. Thanks a million, Janet.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. Right, a quick blast of Mel and Kim and their fantastic version of Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree.
Come on, Mel. How about put in a crack?
Have a look at you, darling. I think I already have. Get it?
And that's just a taste. I have to say that's still one of my favourite songs. Done, I think, originally for children in need. But we're going to talk to Ken Cummings about a different kind of singing, though no doubt that might be humming. People will be humming that as they go to the carol concert in Cayo Salvaje next week. Ken, hi, how are you? Welcome back to English Time.
Thank you, Cleo. Good to be back on.
It's always a pleasure to have you on. December 23rd, tell us about it.
Yes, December the 23rd. It's our 10th concert at the seafront at Kaiosuvaki. Well, the 9th, because last year was cancelled because of
high winds
and rain that actually never happened.
But you did go ahead with a kind of a slightly smaller version.
We did.
Which was lovely to attend.
We ran it in the church rather than have nothing for those that had made the effort to come.
And certainly the collection of gifts for kids took place as well.
It did.
This is one of the highlights of your concert, that you have a huge, kind of, you have four or five big boxes at the front of the stage where people can donate. Well, what do they donate?
Yeah, then? First of all, they donate toys. And this year, again, social services have asked, can they be unwrapped,
so
please?
So please don't wrap your toys, because it helps them decide where the toys should go, whether it's a boy or girl, and the age bracket.
And the age groups, that's correct. And then also non-perishable foods, which are passed on to families in the Adeje area that are on the at-need register.
And again, we're talking rice, lentils, long-life milk, cereals.
Anything that can last for a little while, even chocolate biscuits. You know,
maybe coming up to Christmas, put something extra special in there as well. Ken, you always have an amazing lineup of singers and guest singers. So who can we expect to hear next Saturday?
Next Saturday, for the first time, we're having Imoke.
Oh, the Imoke group. That's wonderful.
Yep. The Canadian folk group will be with us, as will a group of singers from the music school in Adeje, under the conductorship of Juan Carlos, their
lovely man.
And for the first time this year, we have Fiona Kelly joining us.
She's like an opera singer, if I'm correct.
She is, yes. I understand she came somewhere about second on the X Factor.
She's an amazing singer. She's a wonderful, wonderful singer. And she is now based in Tenerife, if I'm correct. So is she singing a solo number, Ken?
She is singing a solo, yes.
That'll be lovely.
And we're looking forward to that.
So these are some people that you would normally be paying to see, and they're going to be singing down at the seafront opposite Casa Maria, beside the Pearly Greece, on Saturday. What time does the concert start, Ken?
It starts at 7 o'clock.
Right. And will there be seats? There's usually some seats, if I'm correct.
There's, I think, 300 seats if you come early, because previous years we've had about 400 to 450 people there.
Right. And I would say to people, even though we're in Tenerife, especially if you're a resident, you do feel the cold once the night falls. So make sure that you have a jacket and a scarf with you. And the playground at the back, if you don't know Kaiosuvaki very well, where the concert is, there is a play area at the back where your kids can happily play in peace while the rest of you are listening to the concert.
Yep, I would definitely say wrap up well, because we've had a couple of people said it got a bit chilly.
It does get chilly. One other thing, Ken, which I've always applauded, you have in previous years, first of all, you sing in different languages, but you manage to kind of subtitle the songs on large screens. Is that happening again this year?
Yes, that will be the same again. And this year, because unfortunately Cleo Flynn can't be with us translate. But we do have another young man, Matthew, who will be coming to translate both into Spanish and into Italian.
Well, obviously he's much better than I am. Family needs call for once, Ken, and I have had to decline the invitation, much as I would love to be there. But I'm sure Matthew will do a superb job. Okay, I will remind people about this concert again next week, but just to put it into your diary, Saturday the 23rd of December in Kaiosuvaki, starting at 7 o'clock. Wonderful concert, wonderful cause, and it's also a lovely community event where you can sit down with your neighbours, sing a couple of carols, some you know, some you might just learn for the first time.
That's it, yes.
All right.
Ken, we look forward to that.
Always a pleasure to talk to you, and as I say, we'll give it a mention next week as well. That's Ken Cummings from the Kaiosuvaki Community Church. Thank you for talking to us.
Thank you, Cleo.
You're listening to English Time with Cleo O'Flynn.
Have a happy Christmas in Adeje on December 14th. Take your seats in the Plaza de España for the Christmas concert with the Canarian Military Band and the Tenerife 49th Infantry Regiment Band. The concert starts at 8 p.m. Have a happy Christmas in Adeje.
Cercanía, emoción, calidez. En estas fiestas, en la zona comercial abierta de Adeje Centro, tenemos todo lo que necesitas. Y además, con tus compras, participarás en grandes sorteos y premios directos. Zona Comercial Abierta ADG Centro te desea felices fiestas.
Feliz Navidad en ADG. Viernes 15 de diciembre, a las 18 horas, gala de Navidad de gimnasia rítmica en el Pabellón del Galeón. A las 20:30 horas, Navidad flamenca de la familia Cortés, en el Teatro del Centro Cultural de ADG, con entrada a 10 euros. También a las 20:30 horas, canto de villancicos a cargo del Coro de Santa Úrsula en la Calle Grande. Feliz Navidad en ADG.
Nos hemos puesto de acuerdo en 1.300 proyectos, porque construir Canarias solo es posible con el impulso de todos. Invertir 1.600 millones no es gastar. Invertir es innovar, transformar y crear empleo. Con el Fondo de Desarrollo de Canarias, avanzamos todos, avanzamos más. fdcam.org, Gobierno de Canarias.
English Time, news, views and interviews, Radio Sur Adeje.
And it's 28 minutes past 1 o'clock. Now, you may remember last or earlier this year, we spoke to an Irish gentleman and an English gentleman who are based in La Gomera. And they've been kind of getting on very well in Arulo, getting to know the local people and getting them involved in some of their poetic and theatrical pursuits. Derek's on the phone because they've got something new and different, which is happening this week. Derek Webb, welcome back to English Time.
Seamus is here as well.
We'll have a quick word with him too. Seamus, what's going on, Derek? This is something that fascinates me.
Well, the Bloomsday event we had last year was very, very successful. And Seamus suggested that we perhaps did something else and suggested that we might do a play, because I'm a playwright, about
yes,
Saint Baron Don.
Now, Saint Baron Don, let's remind people, Saint Baron Don is the name of a mythical island which sometimes appears...
Is it mythical?
Is it or isn't it? I mean, well, my understanding is that it is named for Saint Brendan.
Absolutely.
And the Brendan Voyages, for people who are interested, it's a long story, but Saint Brendan set off from Ireland to go to Newfoundland, and it is believed that he passed by the Canary Islands long before Christopher Columbus ever did.
That's the story, yeah. And he discovered... he discovered an island which they thought was a whale at one point. And then they discovered this island, which is St. Brendan's Island, which is to the west of El Hierro.
And you can see it in the mist sometimes.
You can indeed.
Apparently.
Yeah.
I'm sure I have.
Yeah, I'm sure you can.
but some of the old drawings and some of the myths I have read talk about a fiery island, and people wonder, was it a volcanic island? Or was it something to do with volcanic activity in the area?
Well, presumably. I mean, there are drawings of it, which shows two mountain peaks and a sort of forest between the two and a very large island. And they reckon it's sort of, 500 kilometres long.
Much bigger than anything else. So your play, is it based on the fact that it's a mythical island, or is it assuming that it exists? Or?
It's based on the fact that in 1566... Perez de Grande, Hernán Perez de Grande, he ordered the justices of La Palma, Hierro, and La Gomera to investigate whether the island actually existed.
Fascinating.
So they had these sort of court hearings with witnesses, and that's what the play's based on. So what we've done is create a court hearing in Agulo in 1567, and we have witnesses to come and give testimony about the island.
It sounds like a version of Miracle on 34th Street, you know, but do you believe in this island or don't
you? Exactly that, yeah.
Oh, how lovely. I was only watching the 1947 version of that last night, and you have some of the local Canarian people from Agulo taking part.
Yes, the witnesses, the main witnesses is Cormac McKieran, who's an Irish monk, who Seamus plays.
Right.
an Englishman called Humphrey Trumpington.
Not yourself, no doubt.
That's played by me, yeah. Who's a wine merchant. And the judge is played by Fernando, who is actually the secretario in Vallehermoso.
And is it play in English, though?
It's in Spanish mainly, except there are English bits because, of course, Humphrey Trumpington doesn't speak Spanish.
Oh,
so he has to be translated by Cormac McKieran.
Oh, how lovely. Let me speak to Brother Cormac.
Are you there, Cleo?
Yes, indeed.
Hello, Cleo. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you. And you?
Oh, I'm very well, thank you. Lovely to speak to you.
Lovely, once again, yes.
So this is a fascinating version based on fact of what might have happened.
Well, it's an interchange between fact and fiction. And
as all the best theatre is.
As always. And St. Brendan emerges out of the mist once more to give us one of the finest plays that Derek has written so far. And I think he's done a marvellous job. We've been rehearsing almost non-stop to make sure that we have a great night on Sunday night.
Now, there's a pre-performance on Sunday, on the 17th, and then it's in the Casa Azul on the 22nd.
Yeah, well, actually, the main performance is on Sunday night, but we have another performance then on the 22nd.
Right. And how long is the play, Seamus?
It's roughly 40 minutes.
Oh, that's lovely. And any chance that it will travel beyond La Gomera?
Well, we're planning on New York in the near future. Broadway, of course, yes.
Broadway. Well, maybe you can invite me to the Broadway opening. I think that would be an amazing thing to be at.
Excellent.
But it sounds fascinating. I hope somebody will film it and you can at least
maybe
put it up online.
Yes, we're planning on that, so I'll send you a version as soon as we have it organised.
Please do. It is lovely to know that us Irish, and we always boast about being from a small island with long tendrils. I mean, so not only now did St. Brendan give rise to the island of San Borondón, but between you and Derek, you're keeping the myth of the Irish
Derek
alive.
Derek also has great associations with the Celtic people as he lives in Wales.
He does
part
indeed,
of the time.
I remember this in Swansea.
And he has an affinity for the Irish, like many of the English, if they only really let themselves go. Okay.
See, this is it. We could just forget Brexit. They can all become Irish and
indeed,
we'll have sorted
indeed.
Out the problem.
All right. And we were very fortunate in finding local actors and an actress who are doing a wonderful job, and despite the fact that they're extremely busy, both with school and their work, they're putting everything into this play to ensure a success.
Well, I think it sounds wonderful. I wish I could be there. Unfortunately, I can't be. But I would say, is there still tickets to be sold? Can the public listing still go along?
Well, it's a free performance we're being supported by the Ayuntamiento and
Excellent.
Our local alcaldesa, Rosa. And the whole body of the town hall are rowing in behind us to make sure that everything runs smoothly.
Sounds super. Best of luck with that to you, Seamus, and to Derek. And well done for writing and putting this play together.
And to you for your support.
And happy Christmas to the pair of you.
Equally, and a happy new year.
Okay.
Bye
bye, and talk to you soon. That's a performance of this is a play about San Borondón, written by Derek. Performance himself and Seamus, and many members of the Valle Hermoso Ayuntamiento. And thanks to Rosa, the alcaldesa, for her support. Let's have a bit of music before our next guest.
Tu corazón alcanzaré. Y una sonrisa en tu mirada pintaré.
No habrá distancia entre los dos. Al viento volaré mi voz. Con mis deseos a tu alma llegaré.
Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, próspero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, próspero año y felicidad. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas.
And that's a really nice version of Feliz Navidad with Michael Bublé and Thalia. I found that one on YouTube yesterday and I thought we'd have a listen to that. Bridget Gippin is on the phone. She is finding time to breathe between the many things she's trying to do between now and Sunday. Bridget, hi.
Hi there. I am trying to breathe.
Relax. It'll all be fine on the day. This is Bridget Gippin, who's the founder of the Walk for Life organisation, Foundation. This year's walk is on Sunday. Fill people in a little bit on how the organisation is going, how they can still register to take part.
Right. The pre-registration has gone already really well. So I would say just come on this Sunday morning. Come early. Come as of 9:30. We will have, hopefully, some T-shirts and hats left for you, but I'm sure we will.
Are they selling out already?
Oh, well, no, but it's we still have a stock.
Good.
But it's gone so well because it was a bit overwhelming, the pre-registration, which is good because it means that people are getting organized beforehand and they can already come, you know, along with the T-shirts on and do not have to go into the queue.
This is so, because you have this point at CML. I've seen people walking around with their Walk for Life bags down there. They've been buying their T-shirts.
Absolutely. And yesterday as well at the Pink Room in Adeje, that was like, I mean, we were there until nearly eight. It was chock-a-block, so, which is good. So it means that people are getting organized, people are getting prepared. And yes, we are going to Walk for Life again this Sunday, starting at Siam Mall. As I say, the activities will start at 10, so, and we will walk at 11.
Okay.
So I really recommend people to come early so they don't miss the music, the dancing.
The warm-up.
The warm-up, and then we will walk all the way from the coastline, Avenida Rafael Puig, all the way to the Golden Mile, where we will be awaited by a fantastic band who will give us a live concert.
Brilliant.
And, they're good, and it'll be a nice end of the walk, where, of course, the notary is then needing his time to do
to
all the
count
counting
the
of
money.
The donation. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Bridget, you said before, you said at the press event to launch Walk for Life about a week ago, you're hoping to hit the 5,000. Do you think we will?
Well, we always hope, we're always positive, and we're always going to go for it.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to, go higher than last year, where we had 4,000. Well, it was easy to say 5,000. Let's hope so. I mean, it's not going to be easy, because it's nearer to Christmas. You know, we're missing a few people that mm-hmm. we know that are there normally, that are already away back home, or on holiday, or on a cruise. But, you know, then there's new people. So let's see what happens. We're prepared for the 5,000. So let's see what happens.
Okay. Will you have fish and loaves to feed them? Will you have water and juices and Actimels and all? I mean, or should people bring their own?
Well, we've got the water, and, you know, because the company like Fonteta, they're always very good, and, you know, they're going to supply for the 4,000 or 5,000. So, you know, in that sense, we're going to be prepared, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
The others, let's see, you know, because they're all donations of companies, obviously, as the bananas, the fruit, and
the cookies,
the cookies. So these companies are all so good, but obviously they have a limit because
they
bring it, you know, and the cookies are being made overnight, you know, so they do all very hard, very hard work.
So basically, I mean, bring your own bottle of water because it's a 4-kilometer walk. We're hoping the weather will be glorious. Make sure you have light clothes on, sun cream, and a hat, I would imagine.
Yes, because normally we've seen it every year. I mean, it normally gets pretty warm. But then on the other hand, I mean, what a wonderful day to walk in December. You know,
it's
absolutely
glorious.
Fantastic. So, yes, I mean, sun cream, always very important. We've got hats also for a certain amount of people.
Brilliant.
So I'm sure we're going to get very well organized.
Okay, Bridget, if people still need information, the best page is the Facebook page, the web page.
Well, I would go for the Facebook page because
okay.
As with the Changing to Into Foundation, our webpage is being prepared.
Mm-hmm.
Should be launched in January as foundation. So, I mean, the essential information is on there, but it's best to check on Facebook or give us a call, and then we will be happy to help anybody further.
All right. So the walk is due to leave Siam Mall at 11 o'clock on Sunday, but please be there by 10. If you haven't registered, I would say even get there by 9:30 maybe.
Absolutely. I would come as of 9:30 because and with all the, I mean, there's lots of parking at CM Mall, but I mean, all the cars, etc. It's best to come early. And it's important just to mention also for those who leave the cars at CM Mall, there will be like every year shuttles back to where the cars are.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
Okay. And in fact, that's another thing to mention. If you know that you can't walk 4 kilometres, don't let that put you off because buses will be picking people up who can't complete the walk and bringing them to the end point.
Absolutely. And even from the start, if somebody is not able to walk, they can take the bus from CM Mall. We will take them to the end and they don't have to miss anything, really.
Okay. Bridget, always a pleasure. I will be there on Sunday as well. I'll be helping out.
Absolutely, we need you there.
But I would say to anybody listening, if you haven't made up your mind, why not? Come on down Sunday. It's a great day out. You'll get to meet new friends. It's for a great cause. And we'll see you there, CM Mall. From 9:30 on, we'll be there helping people to register and get ready to walk for life at 11 o'clock.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Cleo. And yes, please do come along, everybody. And bring the doggies. I've heard that the certain doggies have already got the special pink clothes ready. And it'll be real good fun for everybody.
Okay, Bridget, we will see you there. And to anybody else who wants to come along, from 10 o'clock, let's see you walking for life at CM Mall.
Brilliant. Thanks a lot, Cleo.
Okay, thanks a lot. Right, have a listen to what I think we're going to... Let's go straight into live music and then we will talk to the person who's playing. Are you ready? Can we do this? Let's go straight to live music.
I don't know you, but I want you all the more for that. Words fall through me and always fool me, and I can't react. Games that never amount do more than their men will play themselves out. And you have suffered enough and warred with yourself. It's time that you won. Falling slowly, eyes that know me, and I can't react. And moods that take me and erase me, and I'm painted black. Games that never amount to more than their men will play themselves out. And you have suffered enough and warred with yourself. It's time that you won. Take this sinking boat and point it home. We've still got, and raise your hopeful voice. You've had the choice. We've made it.
Kieran McCloy, that was amazing. That's Glenn Hansard.
That's a Glenn Hansard, yeah. Falling Slowly,
which was an Oscar winner.
It was an Oscar winner, 2007. They wrote, it was like a budget movie, yeah. Busking on Grafton Street.
And the movie's called Home, is it?
The movie's called Once.
Once,
yeah.
Oh,
the song,
right,
song's called Falling Slowly. That's
and good. In fact, it has been on stage for
I went to see it in, not the Gaiety, the
Olympia.
Olympia, yeah, in Dublin. I went to see it back in August.
Yeah, it's a gorgeous
fantastic
song. It's a beautiful, beautiful film. I must say, I adore the film. Kieran, you're in here because, well, first of all, I love having you in the studio. You've been
Thank
in
you
a few
much.
Times into English Times. And I want to talk to you in a minute about what we talked about last year, but it's kind of related because you're doing something that isn't actually that common here. You're busking. On Saturday.
Well, leading on from that conversation we had almost about 11 months ago, coming back from Dublin, trying to raise money for this, the La Buona Estrella, the homeless shelter. And it's more for the people who are on the breadline. Luckily, the homeless problem isn't as big here as, say, back in Ireland or in England. The idea is to raise money for the families on the breadline, people who really, really need it at this time of the year. And you know, the old cliche, why doesn't someone do something? And then you realize that someone's you.
It's me, yeah.
So I thought the idea of play to your strengths. I play a little bit of music, and I've got a few friends who play music. And why not get together, create a little bit of joy before Christmas? People's hearts open up a little bit more at Christmas. People tend to give a lot more. And yeah, the idea is we're getting together now on Saturday between 2 and 5 inside the main entrance of Siam Mall.
Right. As just say, by the escalator, is
just
it?
Just by the escalator, yeah, in front of the supermarket. As you say, yeah, it's not something which is big here.
No,
but
I mean, busking doesn't really happen here.
But hopefully, say, with an international crowd that passes through Siam Mall on a daily basis, hopefully there'll be a good bit of generosity. But yeah, it's something that doesn't happen here, but it's fun.
Well, I mean, I'll be interested to see what the reaction is, first of all, from people. I mean, I plan to pop down anyway. Was it hard to get, first of all, to get people to join you? Because I presume you're not going to sing for 3 hours nonstop.
Not really. Well, I had the idea about a month ago, and I just contacted a few friends on my Facebook list, and quite a few of them came back saying, yeah, up for that. It's not like a concert. It's just impromptu. Mm-hmm. A few of us getting together, someone calls out a song, we'll all try and follow it. So the reaction was pretty positive. Probably will be maybe about 6 or 7 of us throughout the day between singing and playing.
Any other names you want? I mean, I'm just... is Lee Bullen coming along?
Lee Bullen's coming along.
He's going to play for a while.
John Parks, Andy Briggs, probably be down. Elmar Orígenes, who a few of these guys there are. They are singers on the circuit here.
Would you do with more singers if there's anybody else
Absolutely.
Listening?
I've been sharing it all week on Facebook. That anyone who wants to come down... sing along, add to the noise, clap your hands, stomp your feet.
Bring a tambourine. Smile.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
So, and who did you approach? I mean, I presume you've spoken to Simon and you have permission to do this because you're not just going to set up.
Well, luckily enough, through both, I have a contact within the director of Siam Mall and through the ladies who run La Bona Estrella down in El Fraile. Mm-hmm. It was a matter of calling them up and they said, yeah, absolutely.
They do seem to be very open to using the space as a communal space, which is lovely.
Yeah, I'm sure for a commercial basis, I'm sure that they would charge quite a rate for a daily event. But the minute I mentioned it was for a beneficial cause for a charity, absolutely. Where do you want to be? Name the date.
Really? I mean, they were that open.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, fair play and applause. A good round of applause for them for doing that.
Yeah.
And okay, explain to me again, because I know, first of all, as you say, people say, God, I wish someone would do something. And so you finally find yourself, a man like you steps up to the mark and says, well, hang on, I can do something. But there have been other people who are doing things. I know Stephanie is one, Stephanie Tudge, that I'm in touch with a little bit. There's Elizabeth Montague at the Helping Hands. How are things at the moment for the association that you're doing this for? What's going on in the south of Tenerife with regard to homelessness and families in
need? Well, a few months ago, originally this brief story, the two ladies from Santa Cruz set up a soup kitchen in El Fraile. Right. And the idea always was to open a night centre, not a shelter, but a night centre where if people who are on the street, they can't deal with anyone who has either drug or alcohol dependency or mental illness because they're not equipped for that.
Right, so because they have certain risks.
Exactly, yeah. So it's basically for people who have fallen off the final rung of the ladder to get them back integrated into society. Mm-hmm. So they've opened up, they've moved unit with the help of Liz Montague, who's a complete earth angel.
That's a lovely term for it really
and
is.
And with the benefactors that she has, they've stumped up the money for a new unit and they're in the process of finalising the refurbishment. Still within El Fraile, very close to the last one, to have a bigger soup kitchen and a night centre. So it's going to be maybe 15 or maybe 20 beds, say, to get people off the street, help them with their paperwork, help them to get reintegrated.
A hostel in a sense?
Like a night hostel. And they're pretty well financed and there's more coming in the new year. And I see people like Sandra and Stephanie who do great work, mm-hmm. both related to the centre and off their own bat, helping families in need. And I suppose what we're doing on Saturday is a bit for that. Hopefully we're going to raise a substantial amount of money, but it's more to create a little bit of Christmas cheer for the families who, we all know Santa Claus comes to the kids, but...
And the three kings.
The three kings that... Maybe there's just not enough to go around in some houses. This can create a little bit of cheer for, and the feedback was very good, both with local musicians who are here on the island, people to come and rattle buckets to walk around, and hopefully, and Elmar Orígenes has written a song.
Oh, really?
For this, we're getting CDs burned at the moment.
Super.
To be able to sell,
funds going towards.
Yeah, with the help of Liz. To get these burned, to get them all printed.
That's why she was asking on Facebook.
Exactly, yeah.
But the other thing I think you will probably do, I mean, I've noticed since I got a little bit more involved here, that quite often it's not that people don't want to see the problem, that they're not aware the problem
exists.
Well,
that's it, yeah, because we live in such a... It's such a funny little place where we've chosen to live because it's all geared towards tourism and things like this are kind of swept out to the... I believe everyone has a good heart.
But I believe that. I mean, I think people genuinely don't actually realise there are people in dire straits.
And if you want to help, if you want to get involved, you've actually got to go looking. So with this out in El Fraile, on Facebook, it's got Asociación La Buena Estrella.
Okay.
So they're making great strides with people
So things are getting... They're able to help more and more people.
Yeah, more and more. And getting more grants, and say with people like Liz Montague, people like Stephanie and Sandra, who work on a daily basis for things like this, not just for the centre, but for other great causes, mm-hmm. and say people who've fallen off the bottom rung, people who just are on the breadline.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm not either trying to say, aren't we immigrants great that we come and help a local problem? Because I'm sure there's a lot of Canarian people also very involved in helping
out. Absolutely. Well, the two, Sol Angel and Laura, the two ladies who come down from Santa Cruz every day who have started this in El Fraile, again, like Liz, they're earth angels. They have the aim of, they just can't turn a blind eye. This does happen. They were involved in one in Santa Cruz. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing really as big or as sort of as forward-looking as what they're doing here in the South. So
I suppose one of the reasons we possibly don't hear about it, I mean, again, we're both Irish. We spoke last year about a movement, was kind of the Home Sweet Home movement, which took over an empty building and turned it into temporary housing for a lot of people on the street. I was listening yesterday to news from Dublin. 8 people have died on the street in Ireland since August.
Yeah.
One of the factors is the weather. And possibly because here we don't have such a radical change in temperatures. We don't have the cold nights that you will get back in Ireland and the UK. Perhaps we're not seeing the same dramatic problem that homelessness can cause.
Yeah, there's that. And I would say percentage-wise, there's not as many people on the street here. Like with rents and property prices and the recession that's still hanging on in Ireland, people are, the rich are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer.
Been following the Home Street Home movement?
Yeah.
What's happening there? I mean, since last year,
well,
what's
changed? They still have a big lot of money, and what they did recently, in the middle of this year, they put it out almost like to tender, getting all sort of small charities, people who are working within local community groups and dealing with the homeless, applying for small grants, anything up to €5,000. So they've been slowly but surely distributing that money to great causes. I think, and I followed it quite closely, I think the whole idea was to wake people up.
They shamed certain public groups into admitting that the problem was worse than they wanted to admit.
There weren't even Glenn Hansard. Actually, day before yesterday, they headlined a mini concert outside the Irish Parliament building on Molesworth Street. Similar sort of a thing at this time of year to shake people up, saying, yeah, okay, we didn't solve the homeless crisis, and that wasn't what they set out to do. It was to create a conversation, create awareness, and put it in the face of the politicians to say look, this is what the problem is, and if ordinary Joe soap in the street are filling shoe boxes with toothbrushes, deodorants, going there within in Dublin, there's people night after night with soup kitchens handing out
sleeping bags. I even actually heard an interview with a dentist who is treating people's teeth outside the GPO, which is the General Post Office in Dublin, homeless people. He's giving them a free dental service on the street. Now, it sounds like a joke, but he's doing it out of the goodness of his heart, and he's taking people's dentures back and fixing them. But that people need to go to a dentist on the street in the middle of a large city is shocking.
That is shocking. Like that, we're going into 2018. That shouldn't be happening. And same as that, I saw the other day a young Turkish barber in Dublin is doing the exact same thing. His barber shop opened 6, maybe 7 days per week, and he decided the exact same. Look, he sees this day and daily people begging in the street. And the problem that there is, and he's outside the GPO, I think it's every Thursday or Friday night, brings a portable chair and brings all his gear with him and gives free haircuts, which...
Because quite often people just need that it's a self-confidence boost.
Absolutely,
to
feel human, to not just look at...
To be ignored.
Yeah.
I mean, one of the things I think that people, and it's possibly something that does happen here, we said most people have a good heart, but other people, you do tend to, if you see somebody on the street begging, your first instinct is to ignore them.
Well, ignore or judge, look away, but at someone's son, someone's daughter, someone's mother, father, and they all have a story. No one chooses to be there.
Very many of us could, but for the grace of some superior being, be the next person on the street.
Yeah.
All right, Kieran, you're busking on Saturday at CM Mall from 2 to 5.
From 2 until 5, yeah. There'll be hopefully be a good throughput of musicians there singing international songs for anyone who passes by. So anyone wants to come down and sing a song, shake a tambourine.
You're going to sing another one for us now?
Yeah, sure, go on.
Okay, we've got a few minutes, so give us another quick blast of that lovely. And you're singing, you've been singing a lot over the last year. I feel I've launched your career for you.
Yeah, and again, thank you very much for having me on here before this.
It was singing on St. Patrick's Day on TV Canaries, Jim, if you remember.
That's right, yeah.
Raglan Road.
Yeah, up outside the church.
There you go. Let's hear another song from Kieran McCloy and remind people he'll be busking in Sion Mall on Saturday from 2 o'clock with a host of others just outside the Heperdina supermarket. Go along, have a listen. And throw a couple of pence into the bucket because it's going to a good cause. What are you going to sing?
I'm going to sing Knocking on Heaven's Door.
Okay, lovely.
Ooh, Mama, take this badge for me, 'cause I can't use it anymore. It's getting dark, too dark to sing. Feels like I'm knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door, yeah. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door, yeah. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Mama, put my guns in the ground, 'cause I can't shoot them anymore. That cold black cloud is coming down. Feels like I'm knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door, yeah. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
And we leave Kieran McCloy singing I'm Cleo Flynn. Thank you to Yolanda Hernandez
and Gonzalo Lopez.
This is English Time. We'll see you this time next week at 1 o'clock. We'll let Kieran McCloy play us out.
Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.